The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Habit number 2. Begin with the end in mind. That literally means to begin today with an image or picture of the end of your life as your frame of reference, as the criteria by which you examine everything else in your life.
I want you to think on this for a moment and get yourself into the frame of mind of attending a funeral of a dear one. In your mind's eye, see yourself driving to that funeral. Arriving, it's being held at a church, getting yourself situated in a back seat. And you come to a growing awareness that it is your funeral, that it is you in that casket. 3 years from now, there are 4 speakers. The place is packed. And there's a great feeling of love, appreciation, and resonating value of this person, your life. The 4 speakers are these. 1 from your family, not just your nuclear family, but aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents have come from all around the country to attend. 1 from your friends, that give a sense of what you were as a person, as a friend. 1 from your work, your profession, or outside activity, and 1 from your church or some community organization where you've been involved in giving service. Now think, what would you like to have said 3 years from now about you? As a member of an intergenerational extended family, as a friend, as a working associate, or a public servant. What would you like to have said about your character, about your contributions, and about your achievements? Think carefully on those roles and write the eulogies.
This habit, to begin with the end in mind, means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. And it's based on the principle that all things are created twice.
There are always 2 creations. The physical creation follows the mental creation. Take the building or the house that you're in now. It was created in every detail before the earth was touched. Right or wrong? If wrong, you've got some pretty expensive change orders in that structure that might have significantly increased the cost of it, even doubled the cost of it. The carpenter's rule holds true. Measure twice, cut once. So what's habit 2? Simply, begin with the end in mind. Decide what your own value system is. Write your own philosophy, your own mission statement, your own creed, your belief system, and get it written into your mind and into your heart through the use of imagination and your emotion. Don't tie yourself to your history. Tie yourself to your potential. And if you learn to imagine vividly enough and to also draw heavily upon the inner sense or conscience of what is right or wrong, you will come to detect the most fundamental principles that pertain to your life. And you can distill them in the form of a mission statement or a value system or a purpose statement, whatever you wish to call it. This is the essence of Habit 2.